Hey, what's going on, everyone? Kyle Henderson along with Andrew Bone. Special programming today. We're talking about the state of the class of 2021. I'm here with Andrew Bone. Bone, what's up, man? Good to have you on the show, of course.
Hey, Kyle. What's going on, brother?
Man, you know, a lot going on in the recruiting world. And Alabama, as you can see, still at the top of the Rivals.com recruiting rankings. And everybody knows that early signing day is the new signing day. And I wanted to bring you on, you know, before we go into the bye week. And, of course, we missed Tuesday's show because of the election. But kind of to provide, you know, some context about the class of 2021 overall. We're going to talk about each of the 22 commitments today. I just want you to kind of give everyone an update. You know, are these solid commitments? Could we see any movement with some of these guys? And then talk about some remaining targets kind of towards the end of the show. Bone, as you look at the recruiting rankings right now, you see that Alabama is up at the top. You have Ohio State, who I think if there's anyone that could pass Alabama in the long run, it could be Ohio State. You also have Mario Cristobal, who's done a fantastic job with Oregon right now, currently number three. And then you have LSU, and then you have USC. Before we start talking about Alabama's 22 current commitments, talk about, you know, the kind of the top five right now, and if you see any movement kind of going into that early signing day period.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you look at this, you know, the list in that top five. I mean, you know, they're programs that, you know, pretty consistent, especially with, you know, Alabama, Ohio State, LSU. You know, Mario Cristobal has been doing, you know, a heck of a job, you know, out of Oregon, you know, just, you know, consistently bringing in top, you know, top 10 recruiting classes out there. You know, no surprise. I mean, he's, you know, was a, you know, one of the ace recruiters for Alabama for, you know, for several years, and, you know, getting it done on the West Coast. You know, I think probably the biggest surprise is USC. You know, USC, you know, had a, you know, really down year last year, in the Rivals team recruiting rankings. And, you know, obviously, you know, Coach Clay Helton, you know, a little bit on the hot seat, you know, going into this fall. So, you know, them being able to, you know, to putting together a top five recruiting class, obviously pretty big. But, you know, LSU kind of jumps out to me, though, you know, sitting at number four, you know, just recently picked up a big commitment from Sage Ryan. But, you know, still some big targets out there for LSU, including Mason Smith, who's also considering Alabama, number one defensive tackle in the country. Corey Foreman, the number one defensive end in the country, number one overall player in the Rivals 100. Both of those guys are talking about playing together. So, you know, if LSU is able to pull that off with Mason Smith and Corey Foreman in their recruiting class, you know, they really might be, you know, up there challenging Alabama and Ohio State for number one. But when it's all said and done, I still think it's, you know, number one spot's going to be between Alabama and Ohio State.
Here with Andrew Bone of Bama Insider. We also have a podcast that you could check out. Just search for the Bama Insider Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify. We appreciate you guys subscribing to the podcast as well. Please hit the thumbs up button. Really broadcast our channel out to other Alabama Crimson Tide football fans. We're here with Andrew Bone. We're talking recruiting, kind of the state of the program, recruiting-wise, going into this bye week for the Alabama Crimson Tide. As you can see, the Crimson Tide, number one in the Rivals.com recruiting rankings with 22 commitments. Bone, what I wanted to do today is kind of just, you know, go one by one and kind of go from the, from, you know, the first commitment and, you know, kind of work our way back. And the first guy that to jump on board in the class of 2021 is a guy that you continue to really talk about. And you say that he is vastly underrated. Deontay Lawson, you know, in-state guy. Talk about him and kind of the recruiting process and what you expect from him, because it, you know, over the last several weeks, over the last couple of months, I mean, you've said that Deontay Lawson is going to be a key guy in this class.
Yeah, I think so. And I think what, you know, a lot of people also need to remember about the recruiting rankings, they're really skewed right now, you know, because of COVID-19, because, you know, analysts weren't able to go out and evaluate guys during the spring, during the summer. You know, there's so many camps, so many evaluation opportunities for, you know, for analysts. You know, it's not like, you know, they just don't look at a you know, recruit and say, oh, he's committed to Alabama. Let's, you know, put him in the top 100. They want to go out, you know, see these guys in person, you know, see how much they've changed. You know, maybe they saw him at the beginning of their sophomore, you know, not sophomore year, but beginning of their junior year, or maybe even, you know, the spring before their junior year. They want to see how much they've, you know, developed over the course of last year. Mm-hmm. They didn't get a chance to see that this year. You know, nobody got a chance to really do that. Now, there were some, you know, there were a few camps, but not really, you know, not really many, not enough to really, you know, kind of, you know, move the needle on some of these guys in terms of, you know, making a big, big move in the ranking. So Deontay Lawson's, you know, ranking on Rivals, I think it was kind of an initial ranking. So, you know, just basically after his, you know, junior year, you know, that's what he, you know, was ranked as a four-star. They wanted to see, you know, him in person a little bit more, along with a lot of these other guys, you know, throughout the entire country. It's not just guys that are in Alabama's recruiting class, but, you know, Deontay Lawson has continued to develop into an elite football player. I think he's one of the best, you know, linebackers in the entire country. And I think Alabama is extremely excited about him. You know, this is a guy that plays on both sides of the ball for Mobile Christian. Has had an unbelievable senior season. I think he's got a really good chance to move up in the rankings. Now, how high will he move up? You know, we're not sure. You know, a lot will depend on, you know, the regional and national recruiting analysts at Rivals.com. Will they be able to get a chance to, you know, see him one more time? He is playing in the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Classic. As long as that continues to happen, you know, they're going to have a chance to really get a chance to see him one more time at least. So we'll see what happens there in terms of his ranking. But I do think he's a – I think he's a Rivals 100 guy. Is he a five-star? Maybe. Yeah, it's tough to say who's a five-star. You know, if you're in the Rivals 100, heck, even if you're in the Rivals 250, you're an elite player. You got a chance to be a really special football player at the college level. And, yeah, I certainly believe with Deontay Lawson, he's got a chance to be a great, great player at Alabama. Alabama has a great linebacker class, and we'll get more into that, talk about each individual player. But this is a guy that, you know, I feel like can make a really big impact at Alabama. And, you know, he's ranked as an outside linebacker. I think he's going to be more of an inside linebacker once he gets to Tuscaloosa. He's about 6 foot three, close to about 220 pounds now. That 215 was more, you know, his spring weight, but I think he's up to close to about 220 now, and he'll continue to get bigger. And I think he'll be just fine playing the middle and being the leader of the defense here in the future.
Here with Andrew Bone, a Bama Insider. My name is Kyle Henderson. I'm talking about the state of the program overall from the class of 2021, going through each of the 22 committed prospects. And then towards the later part of the show, we'll talk about a few key remaining targets with Andrew Bone. Please hit that thumbs up button. We really appreciate you guys being here and really appreciate you being a part of the channel. We're almost to 40,000 subscribers right here on YouTube, and certainly don't want that to be the end point. Want to continue growing that to 50,000 to 100,000. So thank you very much for being here on Bama Insider. Bone, let's talk about Anquan Barnes now, another in-state guy. You know, we don't really know too much about him, or at least I don't. I mean, but 6'5", 310 pounds, a defensive tackle. You know, it's very important to get defensive tackles each and every year. What do you think about him? I mean, he comes in rated as a three-star, but what can you tell us about Anquan Barnes? And he's out of Montgomery, another in-state guy. So can you elaborate on Mr. Barnes, please?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's 6'5", 310 pounds, you know, could be a little bit bigger right now, but I don't think he has any bad weight on him. You know, this is a guy that, you know, I think back in the spring when Alabama first saw him, when he came to junior day, you know, he was a no-brainer. I mean, this is a guy that's got everything you kind of look for in terms of athleticism, size, you know, strength. You know, I think once he gets to Alabama, you know, really gets into that strength and conditioning program, you know, really starts to, you know, focus in on a key position because, you know, he's rated as a defensive tackle. And I think when Alabama first signed or not signed him, but took a commitment from him, you know, that was kind of the plan. But he's played a lot of offense this year, and I think there's a good, really good chance we could see him potentially move to the offensive side of the ball, you know, potentially be a guard at the next level. But I don't think those decisions have been made just yet. I think once he gets to Tuscaloosa, they're going to kind of figure out, all right, let's try him out on defense. Let's try him out on offense, you know. And then go from there. And I think he's open to that. I don't think he's, you know, really set on a specific position. And, you know, he wants to do what's ever best for the team and what's best for his future. So I certainly think that, you know, this is a great addition to Alabama's class, somebody that you can really mold. And, you know, I do think he's, you know, a year or two away from being a major contributor, but with his size and what Alabama's, you know, can work with there, I think he's got a chance to be a really special player.
All right, here with Andrew Bone talking about every single commitment from the class of 2021. One of the things that I find very interesting, and I can't wait to see these wide receivers get to Alabama next season, Ajay Hall, Ja'Cory Brooks, and we're talking about those two guys right now, but bigger wide receivers than, you know, some of the past wide receivers that Alabama has brought in. I know Trayshon Holden, probably their biggest wide receiver now at 6'3", but Ajay Hall is someone that, you know, you were really excited about, Bone, and, you know, everyone saw kind of the clip on social media about his physicality and what he's bringing, but a big kid out of Florida. Alabama's done such a great job in the state of Florida every single year, but you know, getting those wide receivers and the big physical wide receivers, what can you tell us about Ajay Hall?
Well, he's having a great senior season. Yeah, I think he's you know, been staying on a good path. You know, he's been to a couple different high schools over the last few years, but you know, really settled in at Bloomingdale High School, and you know, having a great season. You know, plays bigger than his size. I mean, he's already pretty big. He's 6'2", about 185 pounds. But you know, you watch his film, it's almost like he plays at, you know, 6'5", 225 pounds. I mean, that's just, you know, how physical, you know, how impressive he is. Goes up and gets the ball at its high point, and you know, really great blocker as well. I mean, this is a guy that you know, is an elite player. You know, he's rated as the number 104 player overall in the Rivals 100. I think he's in the Rivals 250. I think he could easily be considered a five-star talent. I think, you know, there's probably been a little bit of a holdup on him just because he's kind of bounced around to some different high schools. But, you know, last year was at one school, then in spring was at IMG Academy, and then you know, and now at Bloomingdale High School. So I've been to three different high schools in the last year, but you know, now that he's settled in, having a great senior season, you know, Alabama coaches I know are extremely excited about this guy. You know, really ready to get him on campus. I mean, you know, we talk about all the, you know, athletes that Alabama's had at the wide receiver position over the last few years, and you know, you had two first round wide receivers last year, potentially two more this year in Jalen Waddle and Devontae Smith. These are some guys in this recruiting class that are really going to rival the, you know, I think in a few years, really going to rival this 2018 class, 2017 class, which featured Smitty, Ruggs, and Jerry Jeudy. Now, of course, that's a lot to live up to, but these are some really talented guys in this wide receiver class that, you know, really going to have a chance to develop into something special.
All right. Another wide receiver that committed right after Ajay Hall is Ja'Cory Brooks. I mean, another big wide receiver, you know, close to being the five-star caliber, probably is a five-star caliber type player. We've seen him really shine for IMG this year. Talk about him and what he brings. I mean, him and Ajay Hall, like I just said, I mean, these big wide receivers, I like what Alabama is doing, bringing in these bigger wide receivers. And just like someone said in the comment box, you know, when you come to Alabama as a wide receiver, you have to be a good downfield blocker. I think that's something that Smitty, John Metchie, Jalen Waddle, those guys certainly have done over the last several seasons. Ja'Cory Brooks, what's your take on a very important key to this class of 2021 class?
Man, this is a silky smooth wide receiver. I mean, he is, you know, great route runner, great hands, having a tremendous season at IMG Academy. He's rated as, you know, it says he's a four-star. He's the number 21 overall player in the Rivals 100. That's a five-star. You know, this is a guy that is having, having a great senior season at IMG Academy. I feel like he, you know, he's kind of one of the focal points of the offense down there, and, you know, certainly somebody that Alabama is very excited about. I think, you know, back in the spring when he committed to Alabama, you know, I would say, you know, there was a lot of buzz about him around the time he committed in terms of committing to Alabama, but, you know, leading up to that, nobody was really talking about him in terms of, you know, being an Alabama target. Yeah, you know, it was probably about a month before, you know, he committed, we really started talking about him. But, you know, he's certainly somebody that that I really like a lot. It reminds me a little bit of Jerry Jeudy, a little bit bigger version of Jerry Jeudy, you know, just because of his route running skills, his hands, and I don't know if his speed's there just yet, but you know, that's definitely something Alabama can work with him on. I mean, not saying he's not fast. I mean, he's a 4.55, you know, type guy, but it's certainly something that, you know, I can see him improving on. But he looks a lot faster on film than he's, I know, he's been clocked in a 40. So, you know, he's hard to catch from behind.
All right, we're here with Andrew Bone, a Bama Insider. We're talking about the class of 2021. Alabama currently has 22 commitments and ranked number one in the Rivals.com recruiting rankings. Bone, I've talked to you about Kane Williams several times, and each time I talk to you, I'm always intrigued about Williams because you've told me that even though he is listed right here as a safety, and these heights and weights, they haven't been updated in quite some time on Rivals, but you like him potentially as an outside linebacker. Can you tell us a little bit more about Kane Williams and what he brings to the table?
Yeah. I think after this show, I'm going to have to go in there and update that weight. I think that weight's been in there probably since the sophomore year. But Kane's probably about 6 foot two, about 215, 217 pounds right now. He's, a lot bigger than he was when his profile page first got created. So we'll have to change that. But yeah, I mean, this is a guy who you watch his film. I mean, great safety. I mean, he can cover, very physical, but also, I think he's got a chance to develop into an outside linebacker. Alabama's got a great linebacker class. They signed a great linebacker class last year, got another great one this year, but, Kane Williams, definitely, very athletic and can move around. Now, could he potentially remain at safety? I think that's still, a very, strong possibility, but I think we won't really know that until he gets to campus. Now, this is another example of not being able to get kids on campus this summer and really being able to evaluate them. Not necessarily, from trying to decide if they're going to take a commitment from somebody, but even the guys who are committed, trying to figure out, what's the best position for this guy that's committed in our recruiting class. We talked about Anquan Barnes a few minutes ago. He would have had an opportunity to work out on the offensive and the defensive line. Kane Williams would have had an opportunity to work out at safety, at outside linebacker, and some of these other defensive backs that are in this class that we'll talk about, could have had a little bit better idea. Will they be a corner or will they be a safety once they get to Alabama?
Here with Andrew Bona, Bama Insider. Remember, you can listen to this on podcast as well. Just go wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere. We're on there. Just search for the Bama Insider Podcast. Talking about the class of 2021, kind of just an overview as Alabama enters the bye week. Bone, we have another in-state prospect to talk about, and this is Ian Jackson right here out of Prattville. This guy is a big boy. He's an inside linebacker. What do you think about another quality in-state player in Ian Jackson and what he could bring to Alabama?
Man, I love Ian Jackson. This is a guy that I think Alabama fans need to be really excited about. Plays all over the field for Prattville High School. I mean, you turn on the film, he lines up in just about every single position on the defense side of the ball. I mean, he's probably going to be more of an inside linebacker at Alabama, but I mean, he'll line up at corner, he'll line up at safety. He'll come off, rushing on the edge. He'll put his hand in the dirt. I mean, this guy he's a Swiss Army knife. I mean, he can just do just about anything. And I really like his athleticism, his speed, his ability to read plays. I just think he's just an overall great football player. And it's another guy that I wish that the regional national recruiting analysts would have been able to see during the spring, because I think, he would have really benefited and, would have really had a good chance to make a strong move in the Rivals rankings.
Next up, we got J.C. Latham, and he's a teammate of Ja'Cory Brooks down at the IMG Academy. I've seen him a couple times on ESPN, and it's really amazing that, Alabama is going to be able just to pipe him in. A couple years ago, you have Trey Sanders and Evan Neal, and you see what those guys are doing at this level. J.C. Latham, I'm really impressed with what he brings. Talk about him, 6 foot six, probably closer to 300 pounds, I would imagine. Great overall reach. I mean, this is a huge get, in my opinion.
Huge. And for the people that are watching the show, he's not a four-star. This guy is a five-star recruit. He's rated as the number 23 overall player in the Rivals 100. Rivals usually has about 35 five-stars. That will get expanded. So don't worry. He's going to be a five-star. And he's not going to be in the top 25. This guy is going to be considered a top 10 player. The regional and national guys have already been saying it. They've already seen him a couple times this year. This is a guy who's going to challenge Amarius Mims for the number one offensive line spot. Tommy Brockemeyer, who we'll also talk about it, another guy that's in Alabama's class who's a five-star. It's a great offensive line class. But J.C. Latham, a guy who started out his career when he was a sophomore on the defensive line, that's kind of the position everybody was looking at him as. But last year at IMG Academy, Got moved to offensive line, and really started liking it. Liked it a lot more than he thought he would, and really kind of has developed there. Obviously, great coaching staff, great strength staff. So they've really worked with him and done a great job, and he has really developed into one of the absolute premier, not only offensive linemen, but premier prospects in the entire country. Alabama was extremely, happy and excited and thrilled to just get him on the commitment board, because this is a guy who was considered an Ohio State lean, throughout most of his recruitment. And then, there was some talk about LSU. He also really liked LSU a lot, visited LSU last year. So, this is definitely a school Alabama was definitely, lucky to get him on board. And he is 100% committed. This is a guy who extremely excited about the future in Tuscaloosa, trying to help recruit others to Alabama. Great relationship with Kyle Flood, the offensive line coach. This is a guy who I think can make an impact as a true freshman. We don't see a lot of true freshmen on the offensive line at Alabama. Usually those guys turn out to be pretty special and turn out to be first-round draft picks. This is a guy who I think is a future first-round draft pick and will really have a good chance to start next year.
Wow. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, the last guy to do that for Alabama that came from ING was Evan Neal. I mean, did it at the guard position. He's not even a natural guard, and now you see him at tackle. So, I mean, Evan Neal, from J.C. Latham, and someone said it in the comment box. It's like the IMG is like a farm club for the Crimson Tide. Another prospect out of the state of Florida, and this is going to be the speed guy for Alabama. I mean, Christian Leary, some say that he is the fastest overall player in the country from the class of 2021. Huge pickup, as you can see, recruited by Jeff Banks and Holman Wiggins. What do you like about Christian Leary? I mean, you got to think that Crimson Tide fans should be happy because that, the fact that Jalen Waddle, I mean, he's probably not going to come back, unfortunately. I mean, that was obviously one of the biggest losses for this season thus far. But Christian Leary should be that guy to step into that slot role and provide a lot of explosiveness. What do you like about Christian Leary, Bone?
Well, I like that Alabama got him a speed guy. Last year they missed out on a couple players because Sean Booty, who Alabama tried to flip away from LSU, almost did, but he stuck with LSU. And then, Arian Smith out of Lakeland, who signed with Georgia. Those are two guys who are, really high on Alabama's recruiting board that they missed on. And this year they end up getting, one of the fastest, if not the fastest, most explosive player in the country in Christian Leary. This is a guy who many have already started comparing to Jalen Waddle. He's got unbelievable skills, unbelievable ball skills, unbelievable speed, quickness, just very explosive athlete, and definitely somebody that can come in and make a big impact. Will he make a Jalen Waddle impact? We'll have to wait and see. I mean, Jalen Waddle is a special, special talent. I'll never forget, former Alabama assistant coach told me, when Jalen Waddle camped at Alabama, he said, "This is the absolute best slot wide receiver we've had in camp since I've been here." And that coach had been there for several years at Alabama, and which kind of surprised me because Jalen Waddle at the time wasn't ranked very high. He ended up being ranked as a five-star when it all was said and done, but Christian Leary certainly is generating a lot of that same buzz. He's certainly somebody that Alabama really wanted, highly coveted. I would say a couple weeks before he announced his commitment, everyone thought he was going to either Oklahoma or Florida. Many people thought he was going to Florida. And one of his close friends ended up committing to Florida, and they said they were a package deal. And then he commits to Alabama. So it was a huge get for Jeff Banks, Holman Wiggins. Those guys did a great job recruiting him. And he's been very solid. A lot of people have said, "Oh, maybe he'll flip." Florida, fans have been hoping for that. But Christian Leary continues to say he's 100% solid, not even looking at Florida or talking to their coaches. So Alabama coaches and fans should be very excited about him.
All right, now this particular prospect, he shares a name with, now one of the greatest wide receivers, in the history of Alabama's program, and that is Devontae Smith. You got another Smitty coming in, and, we had an article, and Devontae Smith was actually recruited by Devontae Smith, spoke with, the GOAT, one of the best wide receivers. What do you like about Devontae Smith? He was originally, I believe, an Ohio State commit and then decommitted and then a couple days later committed to Alabama. You've been big on him for quite some time, Bone. What do you like about Devontae Smith on the defensive side of the ball?
Hey, he's a physical corner. You know, great speed, great quickness, great ball skills. You know, it's weird that he's rated as a 3-star, and I think a lot of that, you know, probably has to deal with, you know, just not being able to see him. You know, I know that one of the rivals guys, Josh Hemholt, saw him early on in his junior season, and he told me, he said, you know, the biggest, you know, thing we want to see is just how much he's developed over the course of the last few months, and wanted to see him in the spring and didn't get a chance to. And you know, some of the recruiting analysts push a little bit harder for guys to get rated. You know, some guys, you know, want to wait and see him a little bit more. Some guys are saying, no, we want to go ahead and push him because he's definitely a 4 or 5-star. Josh is one of those guys who wanted to see him a little bit more. So that's kind of why he's a 3-star. And, you know, talking to Mike Farrell, Mike, the Rivals.com national recruiting director, said this is a guy who's extremely underrated. And Mike's not the only one who makes these decisions. Everybody thinks this, you know, Mike falls on the sword most of the times, but it has to go with, you know, through the regional and then the national recruiting analyst. So, you know, Mike's extremely high on Devontae Smith, and so am I. And you know, this is a guy who, his uncle is, Sean Alexander. So he, Alabama, you know, Crimson Tide, great. You know, he's extremely excited about being on the Alabama commitment list, was a former Ohio State commitment. Hard to flip those Ohio State commitments who are from Cincinnati, but Devontae Smith, you know, knew all about Alabama, has been to Tuscaloosa before, not as a recruit. He visited Alabama, went to a game several years ago. You know, loves the atmosphere, the environment, everything that Alabama has to offer. So Alabama flipping him away from Ohio State was a big deal, and you know, certainly somebody that you know, fans should be very very happy about.
All right, as we move through the class of 2021, I'm here with Andrew Bone. My name is Kyle Henderson, both a Bama insider, talking about the current commitments. There's 22 in this particular class right now. Number one class on rivals.com. Alabama enters the bye week, so I wanted to bring Andrew on and kind of just talk about the state of the program going into this bye week. Bone, a couple weeks ago, as and this was the next player to commit following Devontae Smith, is Dallas Turner. There was kind of some smoke that Dallas Turner could be looking at a flip to Georgia. You quickly put that out. What's the latest on Dallas Turner, and what do you like about him as a prospect? As you can see, he's a big boy, 6'4", 250 pounds. So, and another guy out of the state of Florida.
Yeah. Obviously, Alabama doing really well in the state of Florida this year, and you know, has always recruited, you know, South Florida extremely well. You know, this is a guy who you know, had, I think he had 16 sacks during his junior season. Had a great, you know, great start to his senior season. Played at where was he last year? Boyd Anderson, I think. No, that's not right. I can't even remember where he was last year. I'm not sorry. He was at a different high school last year. It's not coming to my head for some reason. But American Heritage, maybe. I think it was American Heritage.
I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, I think it was at American Heritage. But yeah, ended up transferring to St. Thomas Aquinas to, you know, had transferred over there really to work under Jason Taylor, you know, former Miami Dolphin, NFL, you know, great, you know, hey, there we go, American Heritage, knew it. but yeah, I mean, he transferred over there to work under Jason Taylor, who also, you know, played for Coach Saban. So that's definitely somebody that, you know, that Alabama coaches are excited about. You know, will he tag team with William Anderson to be one of the, you know, best pass rushing duos in the country here in the future? I think that's the hope. That's the plan. And he's a, you know, an outside edge rusher, you know, can play that Jack linebacker position, but you know, it's about 250 pounds right now. And, you know, certainly somebody that Alabama, you know, was happy to land because a lot of people thought he was going to Georgia, and Georgia has continued to recruit him. There was a lot of rumors going around that he was potentially on the flip watch, but that just wasn't true. He is very locked in with Alabama. Not really going to take in. I don't think he's taking any other trips at all. He's just very focused on Alabama. So, and he also visited Alabama for the Georgia game. You know, he ended up making a trip up to Tuscaloosa. So, obviously, Alabama put on quite a show that night. You know, against a team that many felt like he was going to go to.
All right, this next particular prospect, Kadarius Callaway, Another guy that, you know, from the state of Mississippi, I believe he was committed to Mississippi State and then he decommitted. And then now he's committed to the Alabama Crimson Tide, a 3-star safety at the moment, 6'1", 200 pounds. I've seen some highlights. I think I saw some highlights and I was pretty impressed. It was either, I'm pretty sure. What's your take on Callaway and what does he provide? Seems like he could be kind of a guy that's flying under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, you know, another another one of these 3-stars, you know, 5.7 3-stars, so highest 3-star in the country. You know, that Alabama's, you know, probably higher on than the rivals guys. Just you know, I think they feel like he's one of the best defensive backs in the country. Now, I did see an article a couple weeks ago from on the Rivals national site, you know, from Mike Farrell talking about guys that he feels like are very underrated. And Kadarius Callaway was one of the players that he mentioned. You know, this is a guy who's a little bit bigger than what his profile page says right now. He's about 6'1", 200, you know, about 210 pounds right now. He plays on both sides of the football. Oh, he had 11 interceptions during his junior season. And he also had just under 1,000 yards receiving. And does it all for Philadelphia High School. You know, will play in the defensive backfield once he gets to Alabama. And Mississippi State continuing to push hard for him, trying to flip him. But from all indications, very solid, does not plan on flipping his commitment at all. But, you know, still kind of up in the air as to which position he's going to play, because, you know, everyone's going to just automatically assume 6'1", 210 pounds, he's going to be a safety. That's not necessarily the case. This is a 4.5 40 player. You know, Alabama thinks he's got the ability to play corner. And, you know, once again, did not get a chance to see him in camp. Didn't get a chance to, you know, have him work out with, you know, Nick Saban and Carl Scott and Charles Kelly in the defensive backfield, you know, to really kind of figure out, you know, is he definitely a safety? Is he a corner? I think there's certainly a, you know, an opportunity there for him to play either or, and, you know, they'll figure that out once he gets to campus.
All right, now this next guy that we're talking about, and we're going through every single current commit from the class of 2021. I'm here with Andrew Bone, Kyle Henderson. You can also listen to this on podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we appreciate you watching right here on YouTube. Definitely hit the thumbs up. It really helps our channel grow. And we appreciate you guys being here and supporting our channel, helping us get to 40,000 subscribers. Certainly not the end goal. We want to continue to push that past and, you know, see how far we can take it. Kendrick Blackshire, there was a photo that basically broke the internet that went around the other day. I mean, dude is completely jacked. Alabama's done a fantastic job going into the state of Texas. Blackshire is a grown man. I mean, this picture must have been from, I'm not sure when it was from, Bone, but I mean, what Blackshire is, he's grown, obviously. What's your take on him? And you obviously saw the photo. We posted it on Facebook, and I think it had like 1.5 million views or something like that. People are excited about Kendrick Blackshire. I mean, what does he bring? I mean, is he built? I mean, or can he play?
This guy brings the lumber. I mean, he is a physical specimen and somebody that has got good speed too. I mean, he's got good lateral quickness, and that's kind of what you look for in an inside linebacker. And you know, definitely somebody that that Alabama's, you know, very excited about. Somebody who was a key target for them. You know, he ended up suffering a torn ACL during his junior season, so you know, a lot with, you know, a little bit made about that in terms of, you know, how well was he going to bounce back. And, you know, he's bounced back pretty good so far during his senior season and having a great year so far. And, you know, this is a, you know, Alabama doing, you know, really well in the state of Texas. And, you know, this was a big commitment for them in getting Kendrick Blackshire. And you know, he camped Tuscaloosa last summer. Did extremely well. We thought he was going to commit to Alabama actually last summer, decided to hold off. Then there was a lot of talk that he was going to end up going to LSU. Held off, and then all of a sudden it kind of all shifted back in terms of you know, in favor of Alabama. So this is a big time get for Alabama at the inside linebacker position. Like I said, we talk about the offensive line and the wide receiver group that's in this class. I mean, it's certainly one of the best, but this linebacker class, I think Alabama fans should be just as excited about, because I think it's extremely strong inside and outside. You know, got, you know, Blackshire and, you know, Ian Jackson and Deontay Lawson, who are all, you know, inside linebackers that they can all, you know, just absolutely play.
All right, here with Andrew Bone talking about the class of 2021. Basically, you know, we got A little bit more to go before early signing day. And I guess I'll ask you about which players that you might know that are signing early during that window. I know things can change kind of as we push forward and kind of the crazy year that it's been. These next two guys, we're going to talk about James and Tommy Brockmeyer. Let's talk about James first. Another guy out of the state of Texas. These guys were Texas legacies. And I always kind of revert to this. I was on Orange Bloods when James and Tommy Brockmeyer committed. I went to just go check out Orange Bloods. It was a meltdown, to say the least. And someone said Alabama is, Texas is selling what could be and Alabama is selling what is. From an overall perspective, I mean, this was a huge get for Alabama landing the Brockmeyer twins. Let's start with James, what type of player he is. We all know that Tommy's a five-star, but let's give James some love and kind of talk about the player that you see him right now and the player that he could be as he gets to Alabama.
Yeah, I think with James, the biggest thing that kind of jumps out to me is, he just continues to get better, every single year. We've seen him, go last year from being, pretty good offensive lineman to to one of the best, centers in the country, one of the best interior linemen. And I think, having his father, Blake Brockmeyer, as his offensive line coach, his dad was at SMU, but when COVID hit, he, spent a lot of time during the spring with James and Tommy and really helped, work with them every single day. And it really has, I think, helped James out even more just because he's developed into one of the top interior offensive linemen in the country. This is a guy who, had a lot of scholarship offers. I don't know if early on, the offers were coming in for people to, also get, Tommy on board. But, Alabama ended up, evaluating James, after his junior season, brought him in for junior day and said, this is a guy that we really want. It had nothing to do with Tommy. This is a guy that we think can play really well at the SEC level on the interior, and they would have taken James regardless. So I think Alabama is very excited about James. And let me tell you something, James is extremely excited about Alabama. This is a very smart kid, might be the smartest kid in Alabama's recruiting class, and certainly somebody that I think is going to do really well. Not as big as Barrett Jones coming out of high school, but in terms of his intellect, his football IQ, I think it's right up there.
Wow. Now talking about Tommy Brockmeyer, one of the highest rated offensive linemen in the country. He's a five-star, 6'6", probably closer to 300 pounds at this point. This was clearly a package deal. You spoke with his father. What did his father tell you about Tommy and, where he's at kind of from a, physical standpoint and kind of, what he could provide to Alabama and kind of that conversation that you had with his father?
Yeah, now Tommy's probably a little bit more like his father Blake coming out of high school. Blake was one of the top offensive linemen in the country during his high school days, and about the same size. And I think there's a lot of high expectations for Tommy. Tommy participated in the Rivals 5-Star Challenge as a junior and did extremely well, and was going to be considered as the top offensive tackle in the country. Then he ends up having shoulder surgery. Missed his entire junior season. And so it kind of not necessarily said, dropped him down because he's still the number 10 overall player in the country and the number two offensive tackle. But I think he's still got a chance to be the number one offensive tackle, back to 100%, has continued to get better. He's an absolute mauler. He'll absolutely put you in the dirt, very physical, and he's got a chance to, we talked about J.C. Latham earlier in terms of him potentially coming in and starting as a true freshman. Tommy Brockmeyer has got just as good of a chance. And you never know. I don't want to say this just yet, but there is a chance that I might scare Alabama fans a little bit, but I think there's a chance that we might see two freshman offensive linemen starting at Alabama next year in Brockmeyer and J.C. Latham. That's just how talented these guys are. They're extremely physical, extremely gifted, and definitely, two guys that, Kyle Flood's going to, just absolutely love, having in the offensive line room.
Well, as we continue with Kyle Flood, I mean, right after the Brockmeyer brothers jumped on board, you had Terrence Ferguson, and he pulled the trigger, and we're going to talk about him next. I mean, what do you like about Ferguson? I know you've told me before that, this guy was extremely high up there on Alabama's board, and I mean, that they really like everything about him. And this offensive line, you talked about the linebackers that Alabama has assembled in this class. How about this offensive line? I mean, someone said, I didn't come up with this, but someone said the Great Wall of Alabama. I mean, Terrence Ferguson, certainly a part of that.
Absolutely. This is a guy who plays offensive tackle, but can really play just about any position on the offensive line. I think that's what Alabama likes the most about him is, you can line him up at center, you can line him up at guard, and he can do quite well. You know, very athletic for his size. This is a guy that, kind of went back and forth between Alabama and Georgia, during his recruitment. It was Alabama early on, and then throughout the spring, all we heard about was Georgia, and then a couple of weeks before he announced for Alabama, and it all shifted back in terms of Alabama's favor. So, this is another elite offensive lineman in Alabama's class, rated as one of the top 50 overall players in the country. So, you have three offensive linemen in your class who are all rated inside the top 50. You got to be feeling pretty good about the future of your offensive line unit.
All right. We got a couple more guys to go. We're breaking down the class of 2021. And then at the end, I'll ask Bone about a couple key remaining targets, and then we'll wrap up. So thank you very much for joining us. Special programming today is we talk about the class of 2021 going into Alabama's bye week. We got Damon Payne. And Damon Payne is a guy that committed kind of the later part of July. And, that's when things were getting really hot for Alabama, and this whole class really was on the complete, maximum in terms of guys jumping on board. This guy, I believe he's a top rated player in all the state of Michigan. Bone, what do you like about Damon Payne, and what does he bring? And this is a gigantic pickup from the Midwest.
Well, you got another Payne coming in on the defensive line. The first guy with the guy by the name of Deron Payne, did pretty well in Tuscaloosa, and obviously, first round NFL draft pick and All American. Can Alabama have another Payne? Do the same thing? I think he's certainly an elite player, a five star caliber player. I think he's number 30. Was that 32, 33 in the Rivals 100 right now? Wasn't sure if he was going to play during his 33. Wasn't sure if he was going to play during his senior season just because of COVID. But ends up the state of Michigan finally allowed high schools to play again. So he's been playing, doing pretty well, and very physical guy, quick off the ball. Commands double teams, very hard to block one-on-one. Definitely somebody that I'm sure Freddie Roach can't wait to work with once he arrives on campus. Certainly, an elite player that has got a chance to play early in Tuscaloosa.
All right, we're going to talk about Kyrie Jackson next as Bone continues to highlight the current class of 2021 commitments on Bama Insider. Thank you very much for joining us. Please remember to hit the thumbs up button, like, and subscribe, and catch all our content back at Bama Insider. We have some great stuff for premium subscribers as well. If you're curious to get behind that pesky paywall, remember the promo code for free 30 days is simply Roll Tide. Bone, when Alabama recruits anyone from the junior college level, those guys are going to come in with the opportunity to play instantly. I know you've said there's a couple of freshmen that could get on the field as freshmen, but Kyrie Jackson, it looks like he could be that guy on the defensive side, especially when you look at the defense right now. Patrick Surtain probably going to head to the NFL. We don't know about Josh Joe, but there's going to be competition there. What do you like about Kyrie Jackson?
Well, his length, obviously 6'3", 195 pounds, physical corner. You turn on his film, I mean, he'll come up and absolutely pop you. A lot of people see 6'3", 195 pounds, and they think, maybe he's going to end up being a safety. This is a guy that Alabama feels like is a corner. Somebody that they, felt like was the top junior college player in the country. I know he's rated as a 5.6 three-star. I just wouldn't pay any attention to that. I think the junior college rankings are very screwed up this year. There's no evaluations going on. There was just, I think people were throwing up, stars on a lot of these guys. Kyrie Jackson was at, another junior college last year, transferred to East Mississippi Community College. And, Buddy Stevens, longtime head coach at East Mississippi, who's had just tons and tons of, elite players that have come through his program, has, even came out and said that he feels like Jackson's probably the best defensive back he's ever had at East Mississippi. So that should tell you all you need to know. And, you know, I think Alabama's, you know, very excited about him. And, you know, you got to think about this, you know, good chance Patrick Surtain Jr. is gone next year. This is a guy who, you know, Alabama feels like can come in and contribute immediately and make a big impact. So we might see him, you know, potentially as a starter. You know, they really like, you know, for their, you know, if they're going to go out and recruit a junior college player, they really, you know, think that those guys have a chance to come in and contribute, and they need those guys to contribute. You know, they wouldn't be, you know, recruiting these guys if they didn't feel like they could contribute right away. You know, Ronald Williams, you know, similar boat last year, you know, had the injury. Is that a broken arm that he had? And so he's been sidelined a little bit, but you know, as long as Kyrie Jackson comes in fully healthy, I think he's going to have a chance to make a big impact.
All right. A few more that we got to go through. This next guy actually was injured in the later part of the season, just a couple weeks ago. Tim Keenan, big boy. I mean, it says 6'2", 325 pounds, but Bone, as we both know, I mean, he's probably north of that. I believe he tore his ACL just recently, so hopefully he gets, you know, healthy and back to speed. But what do you like about Tim Keenan, and what does he provide? Another in-state guy out of the Birmingham area.
Yeah, you know, he actually tore his MCL and had a broken bone in his leg. So, you know, just trying to recover from that, you know, unfortunate situation, because Ramsey High School, you know, 10-0, you know, having an unbelievable season. So, yeah, I hate that for him, missing out on the playoffs, potentially a state championship, you know, if they continue to play well. But, you know, he's a big kid, 6'2" and 325 pounds. He's also a guy that has, you know, knows what Alabama is all about, because he's been going to Alabama's camps, working with the defensive line, working with, you know, Coach Saban and all those guys, you know, since his freshman year in high school. You know, this is a guy that Alabama, you know, has a lot of tape on, has evaluated for a long time. You know, this is definitely somebody that they feel like, you know, is a, you know, a plug in the middle. Is he a DJ Dell type guy, or can he potentially grow into a, you know, De'Ron Payne type player? We'll just have to wait and see. He's very physical, but I do think he, you know, needs to get a little bit better shape, but he's got a lot of strength, got a lot of power, very powerful legs, you know, drive you back, and, you know, also, you know, he's hard to block one-on-one.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I just remember to the footage that we have of him. I mean, they were like triple teaming him. Right. And he always said that this is the funniest thing that he said. He's like, you know, it's always good when you land on them and they moan a little bit. Yeah. I mean, Tim Keenan, he's a monster, man. So hopefully he gets back on track. Can't wait to see him. How about Robbie Oots? He's a tight end. Everybody has been asking about the tight end position. I mean, I'm serious. Go check out this young man's highlights. And next time we come on here, I'll have the highlights ready, so you guys won't have to go chase him. But I mean, this guy's making one-handed catches. He's blowing up people. Talking about Robbie Oots, I mean, out of South Carolina, I personally really like this kid's highlight tape.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of people say, well, why can't Alabama get a tight end? They got a tight end. This is a guy who they love a lot. You know, he was, you know, much higher on the board than, you know, than a lot of these. You know, you go look at the tight end rankings on Rivals or wherever you get your information from. You know, go on there. There's a lot of I don't even think there's a five-star tight end in this class, but there's a lot of four-star, you know, some guys in the Rivals 100. This guy was higher than a lot of those guys, you know, on Alabama's recruiting board, at least. You know, extremely, you know, talented athlete who plays, you know, football and basketball. Go watch his basketball highlights. Basketball highlights are pretty incredible. You know, the dunks that he makes. It's not Henry Ruggs in terms of those dunks, but he can still get up and make some impressive slams. So you know, it's pretty fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, makes some great one-handed catches. Very physical. You know, I think, you know, his physicality is what, you know, really stands out to you. He's a great blocker, but he can also catch the ball. I mean, when he's needed to, you know, when he's dependent on to catch the football, he does it. But I think, you know, from a physical standpoint, you know, there's not going to be many players like him, you know, throughout the country.
All right. The next prospect we're talking about is JaQuincy McKinstry, the most recent prospect to jump on board with the Alabama Crimson Tide. I know that everybody has was asking about JaQuincy. Kool-Aid, one, you know, the top player out of the state of Alabama, finally chose the Alabama Crimson Tide. Gigantic pickup. You know, when you look at Kyrie Jackson, you look at JaQuincy, guys that are coming on board. Bone, what's your take on JaQuincy? I mean, how big was this in terms of the recruiting momentum for the Alabama Crimson Tide, and just for Nick Saban as well? You know, you got to make sure that the best from your backyard certainly coming to the program, and a gigantic get for Carl Scott and Nick Saban.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you land the best player in the state of Alabama, and certainly it's a major position of need. It's always huge. And, you know, his recruitment was a pretty wild roller coaster ride for pretty much everyone involved. As we all thought he was going to Alabama early on, and then remember all there was some talk during the summer about LSU potentially landing him, and then I think we could probably go back and read some of the comments on our YouTube show of people saying, you know, quit talking about Kool-Aid, he's going to LSU, and then probably in August and September, you know, quit talking about Kool-Aid, he's going to Auburn, give up. But you know, people who don't give up is Alabama. You know, Carl Scott, Nick Saban continue to recruit Kool-Aid all the way up until his announcement. And obviously, you know, landing him was huge for Alabama. You know, I think when you recruit a defensive back, you need to get somebody with confidence, with swagger, obviously with skills. This is a guy who's got it all. You know, very athletic, can play on both sides of the football, but, you know, really kind of stick to the defensive side of the ball once he gets to college. He's got great, you know, size, great length. You know, can he be, you know, that next superstar corner at Alabama? I believe he can be, and I believe he will be.
All right, Bone. Now, we've mentioned that there's 22 commitments in this class. And we look at kind of the numbers, and I'll ask you about some key remaining targets just real quick that you know, fans should know about as we kind of enter this bye week. But does Alabama really have 23 commitments in this class because of, I think it's Caden Clark that could be added on that class? Can you explain that to kind of clear things up for everybody who's kind of keeping track of those numbers?
Yeah, you know, I've had some people argue with me about the numbers for some reason, and I kind of weird, but you know, Caden Clark is a gray shirt, so he is going to enroll in January. Some people have tried to say, well, that only counts as part of the overall numbers, part of the 85 overall numbers. That's not the case. He is part of this recruiting class, and we have confirmed that. You know. It's not just us saying this. This is other people that would know and make those decisions on who is part of the recruiting class and who knows more about the scholarship numbers. So Caden Clark is technically part of this class. I still think, in terms of numbers, you know, Alabama's in that 2-4 range. If they can get four guys that they absolutely want, they will make the numbers work. I don't know how they will. They will figure it out. It's not something I have to worry about. It's not something Alabama fans have to worry about. It's something Alabama has to worry about. But the numbers I am hearing, you know, it can range anywhere between 2-4, but it will only depend on if Alabama can get the guys that they want. And, you know, we continue to talk about the top tier guys. I don't think, you know, if they miss out on somebody, okay, well, let's go find, you know, somebody else. It's not necessarily like that. There are, you know, about 10 guys who are heavily recruited right now. They really want and have a green light to commit. And if, you know, four of them want to commit, then Alabama's probably going to try to find room for all of them. So we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But, you know, obviously we can discuss, you know, those players right now.
All right, Bone. You know, it's a tight window for the remaining guys that could jump on board in this class. Can you give us just three? We're almost close to the hour mark right now, but can you give us three key targets kind of remaining as we kind of hit the home stretch of this class of 2021 that fans should be interested in? I know we're getting questions, but I just want you to just, you know, give us three, maybe four, if you feel like it, kind of guys that, you know, we should all watch out for as we go back to the home stretch.
Yeah, I think, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, first guy that jumps out is Brian Thomas. You know, Rivals 100 wide receiver out of Louisiana. I do think Alabama's trending in the right direction for him. I think LSU is fading a little bit. You know, I've been thinking that it's been an Alabama LSU battle from day one, but now I'm starting to think it's more of an Alabama Texas A&M with LSU, you know, falling a little bit behind. Now, does that mean LSU's not pushing for him? No. LSU, you know, from talking to different sources, they still want him. They want him as part of their recruiting class. But I just think as of right now, Alabama A&M have the lead, and I think Alabama holds the lead for him at this point. Does he commit soon? Does he commit, you know, around, you know, sometime in January? We don't know yet. He keeps things extremely tight-lipped, isn't really saying much right now, but as of right now, I think Alabama's in pretty good position with Brian Thomas. I think there's still some debate in terms of whether they will take another offensive lineman. You know, as we mentioned earlier, Anquan Barnes could potentially, you know, fit that role in turn, you know, moving from the defense to the offensive line. So I don't think an offensive lineman is necessarily a priority at this point. We'll just have to kind of wait and see. So let's move over to the defense side of the ball. You know, I think defensive lineman, you know, remains a key priority position for Alabama. And now, you know, Alabama's got a great, you know, defensive line class so far. And one guy we did not talk about was Monkel Goodwine. I guess we accidentally missed over him on the commitment list earlier, but you know, Monkel Goodwine, one of the best, you know, defensive ends in the entire country out of, you know, out of the Maryland area. So, you know, certainly somebody that, you know, many people feel like can come in and contribute right away. You know, another elite pass rusher, not playing this season, you know, Maryland high schools, all those colleges in the DMV or colleges, high schools in the DMV area, not playing this year because of COVID. So he's having to sit out, but, you know, but still somebody that, you know, is going to be at Alabama here in January. So, Alabama fans need to be extremely, you know, excited about him. But in terms of, you know, defensive line targets who are still out there that Alabama has a chance with, yeah, I think you got to look at, you know, JT Tuimoloa out of Seattle, you know, Tamise Adeleye out of Texas, Shamar Turner also out of Texas, Mason Smith, defensive tackle out of Louisiana. You know, a lot of guys, you know, four guys that are heavily recruited now. Everybody thinks that, you know, Tuimoloa is going to go to Ohio State. You know, 100% locked in on the future cast on Rivals right now. But he is also a guy who is not planning on announcing anytime soon. He plans on announcing in February, and he's hoping to get to Alabama for an official visit in January. So we're keeping a very close eye on it. I think it has become extremely tight between Alabama and Ohio State. Ohio State has been the leader. I mean, there's no doubt they've been at the top of the list. But I think Alabama's big push over the last several months is really speaking to him, and I think that's something that he's really listening to. I think it's a two-team race between Alabama and Ohio State. Now, with Tamise Adeleye, a little bit different because, you know, it looks like it's more of an Alabama, you know, Florida, Texas A&M recruiting battle for him. Ohio State still in a little bit, former Ohio State commitment, but, you know, it looks like he's going to play in the SEC. Nobody really knows what he's going to do. He is keeping everyone guessing. You know, some people think he's going to stay in state and go to A&M. Some people think he's going to go to Florida because that's, you know, a school that he's, you know, been extremely high on. He has family down in Florida. But Alabama right there. Yeah, Alabama was considered the early, early favorite for him back last summer. And his, you know, really close friend, former teammate Jalen Milrow is committed to Alabama. So he's trying to heavily recruit him as well. So it's almost a toss-up for Tamise at this point. Now with Shamar Turner, you know, another guy out of Texas that we've you know, talked about a lot on this show. You know, I think it's, you know, trending more towards him staying in state, you know, with Texas A&M. Texas, you know, I think more Texas A&M right now just because, you know, Texas not having that great of a season. Of course, they did just, you know, beat Oklahoma State last week. But, you know, you just never know what may happen with Tom Herman at the end of the season. So I think A&M, you know, probably trending in the right direction for Shamar Turner right now. But, you know, we'll continue to wait and see if he's going to be able to take some more visits before he makes that decision. And then, you know, the fourth defensive lineman that I mentioned, Mason Smith. Everyone considers him an LSU lean, and that may be the case, but I do think that Alabama is strongly in the mix for him, Alabama and Georgia. I think this really could end up becoming potentially a two-team race between Alabama and LSU when all is said and done. We'll just have to wait and see, but I think he's got a great relationship with the Alabama coaching staff, Freddie Roach, Pete Golden doing a great job, you know, really, you know, keeping Alabama in it so far. So we'll just have to wait and see how this all plays out. He does plan on making a decision, I believe, on December the 18th. So that's going to be coming up here next month. But Alabama's in it. I wouldn't, you know, just say, you know, forget about him and he's going to LSU. I think Alabama's strongly in the mix there. You know, Xavien Sory, another linebacker that Alabama's, you know, been in contact with. But as of right now, I just don't see him, you know, going to Alabama. I think he's more towards Georgia. And then, you know, defensive back wise, you know, Alabama did miss on Sage Ryan last week. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean Alabama's going to take another defensive back, but, you know, Terrion Arnold out of Tallahassee, still very much in play for Alabama, even though a lot of people are thinking that Florida is trending in the right direction for him. And that could be. I could easily see Alabama's defensive back class being completed. We've talked about Jordan Gilbert out of Louisiana before, but I think Alabama's just not making a strong push for him, and I think he'll probably end up going elsewhere at this time. And you never know. I have heard some things that Alabama is keeping their eyes open in terms of some potential transfers, you know, graduate transfers on the offensive line and defensive backfield. So that's something to keep in mind if Alabama doesn't add another defensive back or another offensive lineman to this class that they could potentially, you know, they're looking around and trying to see who's out there. No names just yet. I don't want to, you know, I'm not throwing out any names. I'm not saying who's out there, who they're trying to get, but I have certainly heard that they're keeping their eyes open for any, you know, really good, talented offensive lineman or defensive backs who could come in and make a big impact.
All right. You know, I mean, that's Andrew Bone. I mean, what he just did over this last hour, I mean, eat that up with a spoon. I mean, he's the best in the business when it comes to Alabama football recruiting. I really hope you enjoyed the show. And, you know, I wanted to give kind of an overall state of the program, and no better, you know, person to do it than Andrew Bone as Alabama goes into this bye week, you know, pretty much, you know, with sights set now on LSU. Think that's a redemption game. Obviously, you got LSU, you got Auburn. Those are the redemption games left on the schedule. We'll have some more coverage coming to you on Bama Insider. I hope you have a great weekend with your friends and your family, whatever you're doing. I know for me and my family, we're going camping tomorrow night. Can't wait to kick it with the little ones and enjoy those special times. Bone, man, you did a fantastic job. I mean, this is the class is ridiculous. I mean, it's incredible, all these guys that are on board. And I appreciate, you know, all the analysis that you provided today. Great job. And, you know, definitely check out Andrew Bone's book. You know, I believe he'll be doing a signing tonight. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. If anybody's in the Birmingham area this evening, I'll be at Slice Pizza in Vestavia. There's two locations. There's one down in Lakeview, close to downtown, and there's one in Vestavia. So if you're in Vestavia, come to the location. Have some pizza. Have a beer with us. We'll be there from 5 to a little bit after 7 p.m. this evening. So I hope to see anybody, you know, that's watching the show down there. Be sure to tell me. You know, if you come, if you watch the show, be sure to come up, tell me. And we really appreciate all of our YouTube subscribers and obviously all of our subscribers on BamaInsider.com.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much to everybody who joined us today for this special program as we talked about the Alabama class of 2021. He's Andrew Bone. I'm Kyle Henderson, both of BamaInsider.com. Be sure and hit the thumbs up button, like, and subscribe, and we'll catch you next time. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Talk soon.